The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian Zetterlund on a one-time pass. Cooks the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. Deke shoots. A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Here comes Eklund down the left side. Losing the puck, but he regains it as he gets into the offensive territory. Trying to swing it around the backside of a goal to Toffoli, but Edmondson was there, and the Kings will try to clear it out. Good little bump by Wallman, knocking his man down, throwing it in front of the net. Toffoli shoots, he scores! Jake Wallman made that play. Tyler Toffoli finished it off, and Toffoli's goal against his former team puts the Sharks in front, 3-2 with 8:58 to go.
Yeah, well, everybody will tell you too, coming to the rink this morning was a lot of fun, and just kind of gives everybody that little confidence boost. And yeah, you said it, Warso said it, believe out there. And even when we were down, kind of held that belief, and we're doing a lot of great things for most of those games, and especially last game and this game. And yeah, it's just believing. We got a really strong group mentally, and all it takes is a couple bounces here and there, and we're finding success.
All right, good morning everyone, how are we all doing? Two wins in a row, two straight days. We are waking up winners as fans of the San Jose Sharks. That is a change for the better, undoubtedly. A little bit later in the show, I am going to have interviews that I did in the post game last night with Vitek Vanacek, Nico Sturm, and Mario Ferraro. And I think the most important thing to note is that in dealing with these players versus dealing with them for the last couple of weeks where they were not winning games, the relief and belief. I think that is an incredible reality for San Jose. The people don't realize maybe how important it was to get that first win to provide that sense of relief, because the hardest thing in professional sports is when you're doing the right thing, when you are working hard out there on the ice. And no, the game in Winnipeg was not great. The game in Vegas wasn't great, but there were a number of other games during that stretch of games, nine winless to start the season, where the San Jose Sharks were doing the right thing, where they were putting forth good efforts. You look at the first three games in particular. I thought the game against Colorado, they played pretty well. Both the games versus Anaheim, the previous game versus LA, there were games where the Sharks played well enough to get a win. Now, deserving a win and actually getting a win, those are two entirely different things in the NHL, and it's one of the things that we've heard over and over and over, that the Sharks need to focus on learning how to win. That is something that is real. I know it's almost a buzz phrase that people throw around of, oh, they need to learn how to win, or they need to learn how to game manage. And people don't really think about the fact that, yeah, that's something that actually has to happen. And the Sharks in the last couple of games have taken great strides to make that actually occur. One thing that happened in that game against Utah Hockey Club, where they walked away with their first win of the year, is that they cut down on the penalties. And in the games leading up to that, they had cut down on the penalties as well. But one of the things that had been, you know, also a problem was the early deficit. And that was a game where the Sharks were down 2-0 and 4-1. And yes, they came roaring back, and it was an incredible win. It made everybody feel good. No denying that. But at the same time, you saw them eliminate one factor that had been problematic. They had cut down on the penalties. It helped them along their way to a 5-4 overtime win. In last night's game, the San Jose Sharks took a lead. Now, the Sharks, as of late, had not been finding leads. They had a lead in Game 3 at Dallas, and they didn't have a lead again until they took the lead in the overtime against Utah. Last night, the Sharks got off to a 1-0 lead. Now, this is a little bit of a problem lately. They've been giving up goals shortly after scoring goals of their own. They did it in the game against Utah where they scored, and then within the next shift or so, they gave up a goal. And then last night, they score a beautiful goal from Jake Wallman. And that's, again, at 2:20 of the second. Then at 3:18, Akil Thomas scores, makes it 1-1. Then in the third period, Fabian Zetterlund scores to make it 2-1. And then just about 2 minutes later, it's 2-2. And you're thinking to yourself, uh-oh, is this going to be a new problem for the Sharks? Is their inability to capture momentum and take control of the game going to be a factor here. And then Tyler Toffoli, who continues to be an absolutely astounding acquisition for San Jose, scores his sixth goal of the year, gets an assist from Jake Walman, and it's 3-2. And that, to me, felt like such a momentum swing, because not only had they taken a 2-1 lead only to watch it disappear within about 2.5 minutes later, they're coming back with a lead of their own, and they just seemed to take control of the game. They wanted it more. And I'm not saying that to take anything away from the Kings, because I think the Kings are a good hockey team, and I expect them to be a playoff team when this season is done. But the Sharks played this game like they wanted it more, which was impressive on the second night of a back-to-back at home, getting their first home win of the season. Just an absolute huge night for San Jose. And these moments matter, because back to that original statement about Ryan Warsawski's relief and belief, there's belief now in this team. And I'm not trying to be overreactionary and try and pretend like the previous 9 losses before these 2 wins didn't occur, but you can tell that after they got that first win, which was so very, very important, there is just simply now more belief in the San Jose Sharks. You could see it actually transpiring out there on the ice, and you could also see it believing. And even though they did give up a quick goal after Fabian Zetterlund's just incredible goal to make it a 2-1 game, it didn't seem to bother them in the slightest. Whereas earlier times this year, although not comparable to last year, they'd score or they'd give up a goal shortly thereafter. You'd see the shoulders drop a little bit. You'd see a little bit of that frustration building. You could see they would, you know, just have that mindset of, we did so much, it's still not enough. And that's hard for professional athletes. And I, again, asked definitely Nico about that and Mario about that. But, you know, that's life in professional sports. And you're working hard, you're doing things right, and it still goes the other way. And right now the Sharks are learning how to better manage that. They're learning how to respond to situations of adversity. They're cutting down on their mistakes. Now, last night, we did see the penalties creep in a bit back into their game, and it was not, I did not love all of those calls. I'll put it that way. There were 6 penalties for the Kings last night, but hey, the kill stepped up. The Kings were 0-for-6 on the power play. I'll take that. That's an important stat to pay attention to. You gave up those penalties. You put them on the power play, but you didn't concede. And that's something that the Sharks' kill was doing earlier this year, got in some trouble where they were giving up too many penalties and getting in the box and 5-on-3 situations. And yes, that's going to happen again this year, but the Sharks were able to kill it last night, and so they gave themselves that opportunity. And again, it's just a matter of finding momentum. Now, is this team going to suddenly go on a 10-game winning streak like, you know, we saw from Edmonton last year or something? No, of course not. But I do think they are understanding, and they have a greater idea of what it takes to win in the NHL. And I'm really curious to see what happens on Thursday night, because the great thing about this game being a back-to-back, A, it's early in the season, so the legs don't get as tired. And I talked to Darrell Evans yesterday about this, about whether we overvalue the first 10 minutes and tired legs of a team that's on the second night of a back-to-back. And he said it is pointed to too often. He said, but it's early in the year, and the Sharks have a lot of young guys. So he said, yeah, I'll take that. But the Sharks also didn't have any time to let it set in that they had won that first game. They didn't have time to appreciate it. And I think that's probably not very nice. It would have been nice if they could have gone out with the boys and, you know, gotten some brews and had some good dinner or hang out with their family or whatever. But, you know, they came back and were suddenly thrust into the lion's den once again, and they had to go out there and prove themselves once again. And they lived up to the hype. They showed that they are believing, and they were able to get that win on another consecutive night. And so while they didn't have time to let that first win sink in, now this second win does have a chance to sink in. Now they can reflect on what they've done right in the last couple of games. Now they can get a little bit of rest. They can get a little bit more food in them. They can get a little bit more sleep in them, and then come out against a team against Chicago, a game that I think the Sharks, that was when they started their early deficit ordeal and they didn't play their best hockey, where they're probably going to look at that and say, okay, how do we rectify what happened earlier in this year? How do we make amends for what we felt was not our best game in Chicago? And so I think they probably look at Chicago at this point of the season is not a great team. I'm not trying to hate on Chicago or anything like that. I'm just pointing to reality. Chicago is still in a relative rebuild akin to what's going on with San Jose, just a little bit further ahead. But this is a team that's 3-6-1 with 7 points on the year. The Sharks are 2-7-2 with 6 points on the year. That's a 1-point difference. And I just give a lot of credit to San Jose right now, because you're looking at the rest of the league that was, you know, far out in front of them. And, you know, the Flyers, the Penguins, the Islanders, only 3 wins for all of them. You know, Chicago, Nashville, only three wins there. You know, San Jose now with two wins, it's not totally out of the question. And they're only just a bit behind Edmonton, who has four wins with 9 points. Same story for Anaheim. So they're back in the conversation of the NHL. Getting that zero, getting that goose egg out of the wins column did a lot for San Jose. And now they can continue to build forward, take strides, and turn into the team that I think they have thought they were capable of being all along. Now it's easier to think you're something versus actually becoming something. That's a big part of life in the NHL, where you have to figure out how to win games, where you have to figure out your teammates, where there's a lot of turnover on the Sharks roster and everybody's figuring each other out, which is still a work in progress. But now they're finding wins. And I also think it's great that while we compare to last year, probably too often, is that again, like last year, once they got that one win under the belt, they won two games in a row. It's just like last year, although this year they did not lose as many to start the year. They picked up their second point, whereas last year they didn't pick up their second point until November, but they got their second point this year in the third game of the season. So they're ahead of where they were a year ago. I believe it was the final call for Utah in the game two nights ago where their announcer said the San Jose Sharks have a win in October for the first time since 2022. That's marked improvement. That's huge compared to where they were a year ago. You know what you would have given for 2 years in October last year? As someone who was there, I would have given a lot for it. I can tell you that much. All right, so let's get into some of these highlights from last night. How about that goal from Wallman to get things going from San Jose?
Grundstrom steps in. The Sharks get the draw. Sturm put it back to the point. Here's a slap shot by Wallman. He scores! The first goal by a defenseman this year, unless it was tipped in front. Grundstrom was in front of a net, but what a shot by Jake Wallman. At 2:20 of the second period, the Sharks are up 1-0.
A great goal from Wallman put the Sharks up 1-0, as you heard Rusinowski say, but less than a minute later, the Sharks gave up a goal to make it 1-1. Third period, Fabian Zetterlund with an incredible goal.
That was CeCe coming in from the point looking for a deflection, but it was lifted out by the Kings D. Sharks have had a good push here. Here they come. Zetterlund with speed. He's across the line, 2-on-1, moving in, shooting, it score! Fabian Zetterlund took the shot, and it beats Riddick. 6:25 into the third period. The Sharks 2 and the Kings 1.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal goal by Fabian Zetterlund, who continues to just have a great start to his season. Sixth goal of the year, makes it 2-1 San Jose. Then the Kings come back just about a minute and 30 seconds later, or 2 minutes and 30 seconds later, I should say, and they tie it 2-2. This is crunch time for San Jose. You're beyond the halfway point of the third period right now. It's a 2-2 game in your own house. How do they respond? Tyler Toffoli, that's how they respond.
Here comes Eklund down the left side, losing the puck, but he regains it as he gets into the offensive territory, trying to swing it around the backside of a goal to Toffoli, but Edmondson was there, and the Kings will try to clear it out. Good little bump by Wallman, knocking his man down, throwing it in front of the net. Toffoli shoots. He scores! Jake Wallman made that play. Tyler Toffoli finished it off, and Toffoli's goal against his former team puts the Sharks in front 3-2 with 8:58 to go.
A friend of mine that is a Kings fan texted me and said, of course it was Toffoli, to which I said, I love him. I'm glad he's ours. The Kings put forth a push from that point on, but the Sharks were up to the task. And they get a goal from William Eklund, his second of the year, an empty netter to put this one out of reach.
Clark holding it, going to Kempe. He can't shoot it. Good coverage. Now it's Moore getting the puck back to Clark. Clark to Kempe. Here comes the one-timer. Whistles wide. 47 seconds left in the game. Extra attacker on for LA. Here's a shot. There's a block by Ferraro off Kempe. It's cleared. Empty net. Eklund's got it. He shoots. He scores! William Eklund just scores into the empty net, but everybody is surrounding Mario Ferraro by the Sharks bench. He's doubled over in pain, but he's getting pats on the back because of that big block that he just made that caused this empty net goal. The San Jose Sharks are ahead 4-2 here at SAP Center with 37.9 seconds to go.
Not shortly after the Sharks scored that goal, I found myself in the dressing room in the post game, taking it all in, getting exclusive interviews. First with Vitek Vanacek. All right, we're here on the Sharks Audio Network with Vitek Vanacek after the Sharks win against the Kings Tuesday night at SAP Center. I told you I'd be bugging you for more interviews the other day when we were on the road, and true to form, I'm with you here again tonight. A great performance by you. Take me through just any number of those saves that you made. It looked like you had to fight a lot off, but did you feel like you were getting peppered throughout the game?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, before we had a lot of losses, and then this game helped a lot to win first, like San Jose Sharks, you know. So I'm really happy for it. But except that, like, guys played really well, and then I just try to stick with that, and then play good to it, and just make the saves.
And then after last night, did McKenzie say you had to keep up with him and match his performance?
Yeah, we always keep up together.
Right on. So just, you know, this is a back and forth game and never had much of a buffer zone. Did you feel like you had to be on throughout the entirety of it, just really locked in?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first two periods, they had a lot of shots. So that keep me in the game. In third period, you see it, like, there wasn't too many shots. So I was just trying to keep staying in the game, you know, focus mentally, and then just try to do my best.
In terms of just where this team has been over the first, you know, nine games versus now winning two in a row, how's the feeling overall for everyone?
I mean, this feeling it's really good, you know, back-to-back. It's always hard games, but we battled yesterday in third period, and then we battled today whole game, so I'm really happy. And then for sure, it's really good for the team mentally, and then we have to keep doing that.
And then just for you, I know the hardest part about sports during the winless streak is that you're putting in good performances, but you're not getting rewarded with a win when all is said and done. How nice is it to have that hard work pay off with 2 points at the end of this night?
For sure. Like you said, hard work pay off, you know, and then I'm just trying to stick with that. I know we have a great team, and then do this every game, and then we can win a lot of games.
Yeah. Entering today, did everything just feel lighter after getting the win last night?
For sure. I mean, the locker room get better, you know. Like, it's for sure when you get the win, like, everybody feels better, sleep better, you know. So it's for sure huge.
Nice. And then just watching, you know, guys like Fabian Zetterlund so far just be a consistent performer early in the season here, or Tyler Toffoli who keeps on coming through scoring goals. Is it fun watching those guys perform?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's really fun. I've been with both in New Jersey, and then yeah. they're doing same thing, you know, just scoring goals. So I'm really happy for them, and then they're going to keep going.
How do you guys keep this rolling on Thursday?
I mean, just same like today.
Nice. Love it, man. Well, congrats on the first win. And like I said, I'll be bugging you soon, all right?
Thank you so much.
VTech is such a good dude, by the way. I did my first long-form interview with him last road trip. And now just getting to know him a little bit better. Just such a good dude. Very excited for him to get that first win in teal. And I look forward to many more wins in teal. After I talked with VTech, I spoke with Nico Sturm. All right, we're with Nico Sturm here on the Sharks Audio Network after the Sharks win over the Kings, second in a row. You know, Nico, you talked about the difference of this team where they were versus a year ago when still dealing with a winless streak, and you talked about the positivity all around. Does it feel like you've really seen what you were talking about, you know, in the mentality on the ice in these last two games?
Yeah, not. I don't even want to compare it to last year or the previous years. I compare it to the previous, you know, three or four games. Mm-hmm. A huge difference on the bench, the way it feels. I mean, we play with confidence. We got Ochoa today, I think, but I didn't feel like we gave him a ton of stuff. We kept it simple for the most part in the second period. It was a little bit of a phase where it was a kind of run and gun, where, you know, ideally we'd like to clean up our game, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could sense it on the bench. It was calm, but energetic at the same time. I think we also rolled four lines for the most part, which, you know, it helps out the top guys a lot. You know, they got more energy for those tough minutes, the big minutes at the end for the power play and stuff. If you have confidence up and down the lineup, you look up and down the bench, and coach has confidence in, you know, he can send out, you know, four lines, three D pair. It's huge, it felt the last two games and I would actually probably say the last four periods now, and very similar to the St. Louis game at home and the Anaheim game at home, and even the Dallas game on the road. Very different feeling as a hockey player than, you know, these other four or five games that were kind of in between.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the hardest part is that, you know, you guys in the midst of that winless streak could put out some really good performances but weren't rewarded with a win out of them. I think that's the hardest thing to deal with, where you feel like you've played well enough for a win and you don't get it, but now finally in these last two games you are getting rewarded for it. Does that just make the mood that much lighter?
I mean, losing, it wears on everybody, you know, management, coaches, players the most. You take it home. You don't you don't sleep that well when the Cobra's coming to an end and, you know, you're still with that, sitting without a win. So, and, yeah, I'm proud of the group. I played a really, really good hockey team tonight on a back-to-back where we come in late and, you know, they're waiting for us here. And those are huge steps in the right direction to be able to. I mean, when was the last time we won a game like that? You know, where we came off the road off a streak where we were on the road for 8 games where we didn't play well. You know, didn't come off with any points. You know, kind of feeling a little down. Obviously, got the last win, but then we come in, you know, late. You know, travel, we're gassed. We're playing a hot, you know, a hot team, a really good hockey team. I don't remember the last time we were able to come away with a win like that. So it's I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to sleep fantastic tonight.
Is this what you're seeing on the ice, more of what you'd expected after the first three games of the year?
Yeah, really, especially after the first two games, I was like, this is great. This feels, again, approaches the feeling that I had as a hockey player in my previous stops in the National Hockey League. it's this confident, this confidence in the bench when you look up and down and you know you have players that can play and everybody knows what their job is. I felt that really, I did for the first three games, and then it kind of, you know, disappeared. And it's great to get it back. And I would assume we're still in that stage where there's going to be more, couple, you know, ups and downs like that, but we got to find that feeling more often as we go along in the season, and I think we will.
In this game, the early deficit was not a factor. That was something that had been a huge thing for recent play. I know that there were some penalties out of this game, which I didn't love. Everyone, you don't have to get comment. I don't want to get you in trouble.
I also think even though we were down, though, we played well.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, in the previous games, like those starts, they were horrid. Like we had no, you know, it looked like the ice was tilted against us. And now I actually thought we played really solid. Even when we're down, it is whatever. And that's also something that we struggled with mightily previously, is to not let things spiral out of control.
Right.
You know. And so, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. But does that, just the idea of not getting behind in this game versus the previous ones, and then, you know, like you said, you guys have done a good job of cutting down on penalties, even though I didn't love some of the ones that were called tonight. Not on you guys. But does it feel like you're consistently taking those steps in the right direction?
Yeah. I also think when you don't have to play catch-up the whole game, it allows coaching staff to roll more guys out, and you don't overload some guys. You know, Granny doesn't have to play 25 minutes, and top D pairing doesn't have to lock 25 minutes. You can roll more lines. You know, we got 70 games to go, something like that. So like, you don't want guys to be, you know, burned out come early December. So we got to find this chemistry in the lines, this, you know, confidence amongst your line mates, amongst the pairing, and I thought the last four periods were a great stepstone in for us to be able to build something here.
How do you guys keep it rolling on Thursday against Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, now you know it's one of those, you know, where you know you play maybe a lesser name in terms of, you know, where the standings are, but I mean, we haven't, you know, we've got the 2 wins whatever under our belt, so it's like we got to approach every game the same. Doesn't matter if we play, you know, Florida or if we play LA or if we play Chicago. I mean, you know, they took it to us in their barn when we were there. Like we're sleepy at the start, and so you know, those are games you want to start winning.
Nice. Well, Nico, congrats on the win, man. We'll talk soon. All right,
thank you,
Nico. Always so thoughtful, considerate, and just deep. Like, he's thinking about it. The winning was weighing on him. He acknowledged it, but man, he just seems so much more at ease now that the Sharks are getting wins. And then the man who made the claim that the Sharks were going to win, he's now 1-for-1 in his bold proclamations of whether or not the Sharks are going to win, the Super Mario.
All right, we are with Mario Ferraro after the Sharks win against the Kings Tuesday night at the Tank. Mario, a couple days ago, you had the proclamation. You said this team was going to win. you know, now that that's come to pass, you know, people might have looked at you in that statement and said, why is he so confident? But do you feel like these two games are, yeah, that's why I was confident that we were going to win?
Yeah. You know, one thing we always talk, we've been talking about in this room, it's been especially brought up by Warsaw, is to believe in us winning games, whether we're down two goals, three goals. Mm-hmm. You know, our motto as a team is, you know, we're going to be the hardest working team and we're not going to quit. We're never going to quit. And so I think it just, you know, I think we've done in past years, we haven't really believed in ourselves. And, you know, sometimes it's natural. You can't really control it. But I think, like, our number one motive right now, like, we have to believe in each other. We have to believe in this group. And, you know, I believed in us since the first game of the season. We got a good group here. We got a lot of good guys that want to win. A lot of good high-character guys in this locker room. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, it's tough. Like, first nine games, I think there were games that we deserved to win, right, that we just didn't quite come away with it. And, you know, I know it sucks to have that record at the beginning of the year, but it doesn't take away from, you know, my confidence or belief in us winning the next game. And so, obviously, I don't know for certain if we're going to win. Like, who does? Like, but, you know,
you're one for one on the proclamation.
But I believe, but I believe in it, and I believe in it. And that's, and, I mean, that's what happened. So it's making me, it's making me look good, like I can make pretty good predictions. But if you ask me every game, like I go into a game believing that we're going to win. And that's how I think, like, everybody's mindset is and how it has to be if we're going to win more hockey games. So, yeah, that's just where our approach.
Well, to your point about the team having played well enough and not getting rewarded with wins earlier on, I think that's the hardest thing, is because when you go out there and you do put out the effort and you're not rewarded with that win, it makes you not second guess, but it's like, yeah, we did what we thought was good enough, but you don't walk out with that result. Was that the most frustrating part of that winless streak?
I don't know. I believe that everything really happens for a reason. I think that this group kind of needed a good test like that. It really challenged our ability to overcome adversity. And, you know, like, the couple wins that we just strung together right now, and, you know, we're still in it. Like, we're not far out of the picture. So I think that this group kind of needed to go through that to really challenge us to continue on believing in each other. And I thought through that stretch of nine games where we really didn't get much out of it. We didn't get a win. None of us were turning on each other. None of us were, you know, for lack of a better word, bitching at each other. We're still confident and still positive in the locker room. Like, everybody was building each other up, even though we were going through a tough time, not having won a game. So I feel like now we build a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt it after last night's game. I felt more that we were going to have a successful night tonight. So I'm really glad that we did. You could see that our group was more confident, and I think that we are kind of really starting to figure out. Sorry, he's making faces back there. I think we're really starting to figure out as a team the things we need to do to win. And if we just do it consistently, it'll pay off. So I think that tonight was a pretty good example of that.
Yeah, the last game last night needed a comeback, but you guys cut down on penalties in that game, something that had been problematic in the recent past before that. But you still had the early deficit. And then tonight, you guys don't have to deal with the deficit. There were some penalties that were called. I didn't love the calls. You don't have to comment on that. I don't want to get you in trouble. But it seems like with the penalties going down, not facing a deficit early on in this one, that's obvious building block strides for the team. Does it feel like the team is actively rectifying those problems?
Yeah, I think we are. I think there's, you know, there's obviously still areas where we need to clean up. I think we did take a little too many penalties again tonight, but it's PK came up big and made some stops. And in a game where we're going to need our special teams to win, sometimes they're going to take over. PK, that was PK tonight, thought did a good job. And then, you know, last night was the 6-on-5. Mm-hmm. You know, 6-on-5 guys did a good job coming back late in the game. So I think in both games, we really played hard. I think, you know, it was a good matchup. You know, there were some games at the beginning of the year where we weren't quite on our toes in games, but I thought these last couple days, like especially in Utah, we had a lot of shots, we were generating a lot of chances. chances. Our forecheck was humming. You know, we just found ourselves in a difficult position at the end of the game. But again, that's just our mindset to like believe in each other and continue to work hard and don't quit and go to the end. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. So it worked out last night, worked tonight. Special teams are buzzing, and we'll keep building on the things that we need to work on.
How fun is it to watch a Fabian Zetterlund, Tyler Toffoli continue to perform at such a high level early in the year here?
Yeah, that's, you know, you need your best players to buzz, and they've been doing a good job of that. And we're only 11 games in, so they got to keep going.
How do you guys keep it rolling on Thursday night against Chicago?
I don't think we got to change much. I think just got to keep playing our game, keep playing smart, simple hockey, and you know, do what makes us a good team. We'll just do it again on Thursday.
Thanks, Mario. Congrats on the win. Wins, plural. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it, Teddy.
Hey, look at that. We're out of time. Sharks, winners, back-to-back. We'll see you all on Thursday as we get ready for Chicago. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.